Hey everybody, this is Captain Katz. We're here live at DreamHack 2023, and I'm here with the lovely artist, Kirsten Zirgibble. How are you doing?
Zirgibble. All right.
I'm doing great. I am riding on the psychological caffeine that is the hype in the air.
That's good to hear. So this is your first time at DreamHack?
First time at DreamHack. I've done a lot of GPs in the past, but this is my first DreamHack.
Okay, so how is it so far, the experience likewise?
It's a lot of fun. I love the energy. People are really positive. I love the room. I love the sales pavilion. It's super cool. It looks like my art style. And it's really bright. And I've gotten a lot of commissions from people. And so I'm a little backed up, but I will be busy for the entire weekend until like Sunday night, just making art. So, yeah.
Hey, that's great to hear, you know. Like us, we support the local art scene, we support artists and stuff like that, so it's great to hear that artists getting a lot of commission work and everything and just being occupied. So.
Yeah, it's great. I love to see people's eyes light up when they get their commission back. It's so cool to get that human connection. I'm a freelancer, so I'm used to just sending things off an email and getting words back, but seeing people's faces is just awesome.
Yeah, that's great. So speaking of commissions and everything like that, what's the most interesting commission that you got so far, request-wise? During DreamHack?
You know, it's hard to answer that. I've done some very interesting drawings, but my favorite ones are the ones where people say, just draw whatever you want. And then I do really weird stuff. And I have to do a laughing dragon. That is one that I'm working on. That's kind of an interesting one. But let's see, what else have I gotten? I've got a collab where I did the foreground of City of Brass, and then Mark Tadin is going to do the background because both of us had that card. Nice. So that's what I did. In fact, I have it right here.
Very beautiful, very beautiful. We'll have to take a picture of that afterwards.
Yeah, sure. And so yeah, what else? Oh gosh, it's a blur. I've done so many. I did this greenhouse on stilts. That was an idea of mine.
Right.
I'm working on a mirror token right now on black watercolor paper. So I brought my full kit.
So I'm looking right here at this display. It says, ask you about this racing game for PC and Linux. Could you care to talk about that?
Yeah, it's my game. It's called Chroma Circuit. It takes place in the distant future in a future world's fair. The world's called Synthara. It's the world I've been working on for years. And it's being made in Unreal Engine. It's a full 3D racing game. The hook mechanic of it is you paint the track with your car, and the paint acts as a boost on the next lap. So, and you can paint over other players' paint. It's kind of like Mario Kart meets Splatoon. And it's a small team, and we have most of the coding already in place. We've got multiplayer mostly working. We've got the physics working. We've got painting working, paint pickups, all that stuff. But it'll probably still be a couple years before it's ready because it takes a long time to make levels. But I'm pretty hyped on it. It's definitely like a passion project. You can, if you search Chroma Circuit on Steam, you can find the wish list page and kind of follow the project.
Yeah. It's not taking, this is like a labor of love, more or less?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah, I mean, hopefully I'll sell well, but I love racing games, and I wanted to do something that's in my world, and so it just kind of works.
Yeah, so speaking of racing games, so what racing games do you like to play, or like what's your all-time favorite racing game?
Oh boy, I don't know if I have an all-time favorite, really. I really like kart racers. F-Zero was it was also as an arcade racer, and I like that too. Distance, I enjoy Distance, which is more of a trick racing,
right?
Kind of more of an arcade racer. That's a really good one. What are some others? There is one that's kind of similar to my game called Trailblazers.
Yes.
I have had a similar mechanic to that. But it's also different in a lot of ways. That's some of them.
Yeah.
I haven't been playing many games of my own, you know, playing many games recreationally because I've just been so busy with making games.
Well, and I'm, I can see, you know.
So, yeah.
Have you had a chance to go downstairs inside the exhibit hall?
No, I've had zero chance to see the exhibit
hall. Oh, my God, you should go. It's very big and loud. And they also have, like, an arcade area where they actually brought over Japanese racing games in the arcade cabinets. So, like, they even brought over the Mario Kart GP one. So if you love, like I said, you love go-karting and stuff, like, you got to give that one a go.
Yeah, that would be cool to check out. I'm definitely inspired by the way Mario Kart does tracks. They have a very good sense of pacing and storytelling in tracks.
Yeah.
I definitely want to, like, learn from that for this. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So besides the game that you're working on, are there any upcoming cards or stuff like that you're going to be working up on Magic?
No upcoming Magic work that I know of. I've been doing other types of freelance lately, but I intend to go back and do more Magic later. And I'm also doing my own card game called Visonym.
Ooh, could you care to talk about that?
Yeah, so it's you can see some examples here. It's a game about the design language and design communication. So there's 156 cards in the deck. They're all these far future artifacts from the same world of Cynthara. And the idea is that you are given a secret card in the array of 25, and you have to get other people to guess your card or try to guess somebody else's. And the first successful guess, both the guesser and the guessee win, and everybody else loses. And the way it works, here's the catch. You cannot use words. You can only get people to guess with other cards. So you play, you know, I might play these two to try to get somebody to guess this, for example.
Oh.
And so it's actually, it's quite fun, and it's pretty challenging, and I think it really helps people learn to think in terms of more abstract design.
Right.
So it's kind of a party game. So
it's basically kind of like saying charades, but with pictures.
Yeah. It's kind of like that, yeah. But you can stack pictures in the... One of the cool things about the game is you can crop pictures like this. So if you want people to guess if your thing is round, you can get a crop here. Or if it's yellow, you could do this. And so there's different ways to get people to guess.
Now, you know what? That's very interesting. I would love to play that.
Yeah.
It does. That's...
The best way to follow these projects is to go to zernworks.com. There is a link to my mailing list. You can sign up for my mailing list. And I have a Discord fan server. So you can join the Discord, and you can follow all the different stuff that we're working on.
All right. And anything else you'd like to say to your fans or people who want to follow you on social media?
Thank you. I love you all. I appreciate your encouragement and enthusiasm, and it really helps to get through the tough times. And so, yeah, just thank you, I guess.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your time here at DreamHack.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, then we'll be right back with more interviews, folks. So just hang in there.